Thank you for holding. Is this Aaron? Hello? Hi.
Sorry about that.
Hi, Aaron. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Okay. Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I understand.
She asked me to... Oh, sorry. I think there's a delay in the line. What was that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she explained everything.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions about the service aside from just the cost?
I don't think so. I mean, I understood, you know, she explained it well enough. I understand, you know, what the...
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know, yeah, the major benefit to you is that we even have the listing available. You know, if you do the search, there's only 3 spots that'll show for electrician for about a 30-mile radius around Pasco. Okay. We only have 1 spot open currently. Okay. So once we fill that listing, we got to close out the category. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. That makes sense?
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. All right. So as far as cost, it looks like she requested a credit for you. Established business. Okay, let me see here. You don't have a website?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Oh, that's odd. She didn't list the site here. Is it just aphelectricinc.com?
Just aphelectric.com.
Okay. Okay, let me pull it up here. Okay, good. All right, and you own this domain, right? We won't have any issues with posting it online?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see if this will hyperlink to the Google Business Profile. Okay, now we can use this. All right, so if you already have your own site, let me remove what they're trying to add for domain and website development. Okay, and are you marketed anywhere other than Home Advisor? Like, do you have, like, Facebook or...
No, not just Home Advisor.
Okay. You like Home Advisor?
Don't know. I just started using it.
Okay. Big difference between what they do and what we do. They're actually, Home Advisor pays Google to have a placement on the first page similar to what we're doing for you here. But obviously when they get a lead, they resell the lead individually. Like buy the lead,
right.
And then they'll sell it to a couple other electricians. And I know they're known to charge you even if you don't get the job. So sometimes
that's what I've noticed. It's a little expensive, you know. Whether you do or not, you kind of on the call or on the ball, you got to call right away or you lose it. But
right. Well, I mean, even if you don't call it right away, I mean, or even if you do call it right away, it doesn't always help that they're sending it to a couple other guys, you know. Could be the best salesman in the world, but if you don't beat the price, you don't beat the price, you know? All right. Well, I mean, based on what I'm seeing here, you know, I could put you on a pro package that we have here. And this one's has all the extra bells and whistles minus the website. So you'd have the first page placement. Obviously, that's the money maker where you're going to get like 90% of your customers. But you'd be on Bing. You have Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages. Basically, we'll fill all your holes based on what you already have. So that way, we're like a one-stop shop. You don't have 100 different bills floating around. But that pro package, it's advertised at $4.99 on a month-to-month basis. I could reduce it to $2.99 as part of that credit that Tara requested for you, and then waiving the fees. You'd be locked in at that discounted rate, so you wouldn't have to worry about it going up or changing or anything like that. It would just stay about $10 a day or $2.99 month to month for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm definitely interested in it. I'm just wondering, are you able to email me anything on this just so I can...
I could do you one
documentation
better.
Documentation, just so I can look at what I'm doing.
Yeah, bear with me for just a moment, Aaron.
Okay.
You do get texting on this line that we're on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you click on that link, that's our company's pricing page. So it'll say like take control of your online presence. If you scroll down, there's a section that says Google Ads Partner, and it has our Premier Partner badge. We're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. That's actually a live link to google.com/partners. So that way you know you're working with the right people. There's only 4 premier Google partners in the whole United States. They're all here in California. Yep. And then if you scroll down a little further, you'll see the packages and pricing structures underneath the Google Partner badge on that pricing page. And so the one that I was offering you is the Pro. The Pro is usually $499 per month, and there's usually a $299 setup fee. So I was giving you the Pro, but for the essential package price. So you get that package, but for the cheapest package rate for $299.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I waive your setup fee for you. So you don't have to pay that $299 setup fee either. It would just be $299 out the door for the Pro package and all of its contents. We'll send that over to you in writing with an outline of the agreement. And then moving forward, it would stay $299. So you don't have to worry about it ever going back up to $499 or that setup fee rearing its head ever.
Okay.
Yeah, and then also, I'm going to include the Facebook advertising for you as well. So I don't know if you have like a Facebook business profile for APH Electric.
I don't yet, but I probably should get one.
Well, we'll create it for you. And then we'll also host it, and we'll do a biweekly posting. Obviously, everything that gets posted on there, we will request your review and permissions on. But then we'll also run an ad where if somebody searches on Google and then they hop on Facebook, it'll remarket you to them. Or if they search for an electrician on Facebook, you'll be seen as a top option there as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, what do you say? I mean, if I could do that and put it month to month, you don't have to make any long-term commitment. I know the fine print says 2-month contract, but if I could do it month to month, I mean, that's definitely something you could see a value in giving a shot, right? That way I could show you how well it works.
Yep, I'll definitely give it a shot.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with those home advisor leads, and this would be a cakewalk for you. So most people in an electrical emergency are just going to pull out their phone and look for an electrician anyway. So
right.
You're right in front of them. So, what's your last name, Aaron?
Halme, H-A-L-M-E.
Okay, and are you the sole owner of APH Electric, Inc.?
I am.
Okay, and what's your business email where I could send the invoice receipt so that we could write it off and the outline of the agreement in writing?
Sure, it's APH Electric, INC, at Gmail.
Okay. And the phone number that we're currently on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yep.
Okay. 509-721-0833. Did you have any secondary line of contact just in case we need to get a hold of you?
Nope, that's it.
Nope. Okay. So update. Okay, and then Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. And then your Google business profile that we create for you will say that you are a Google verified contractor, which will add a lot of credibility and give people peace of mind when considering hiring you for a job. But I do have to send a PIN. So it comes in the mail, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I will need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Let's see. 2205 West Frontage Road.
Okay. Pasco 99301.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. They had your city, state, and zip down, but they didn't have the street address already for you. Do you want me to hide this street address?
No. No, it's a
It's okay?
It's a shop, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, perfect. So 2205 West Frenick Road, confirm, okay. And then the aphelectric.com. I can hyperlink this site, so that way, I don't know if you've seen the listings on the first page of Google, there's a little globe there, it says website, and it has like a little world, little globe. Do you want me to hyperlink your .com to the listing?
Sure.
Yeah. I kind of assumed. It's a really nice site. I just have to ask. I shouldn't just, I've actually assumed before, and then I got a guy who's like, I have another website that you're supposed to use.
Gotcha.
And you got like three or four of them, so I'm like, okay, let me triple check now. All right. Update. Perfect. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
Let's see. I don't mind if you put 24/7 on it.
Okay.
24/7. As far as, yeah, I mean, as far as contact, you know.
Yeah. A lot of times what my electrical contractors will do is they'll put standard business hours up there, and then they'll let them know that 24/7 emergency services are available. That way if they contact you after those traditional business hours, it comes with an additional charge.
That's probably a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So how would you like the traditional hours set?
7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then your listing will still have that little green icon on all the time. So it'll look like you're open all the time, even outside of your traditional business hours, but it will say 24/7 emergency services available. So they'll know that, you know, it's an emergency time period for you, and it may come with an extra fee. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So I got your business profile created. We do want to do a client interview with you just to customize the Google listing. The client interview is going to be based on, you know, we just want to pick your brain, make sure we're representing you properly. So they'll go over, like, the service area, make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. You'll only be displayed to people within the service area that you like. And then they'll go over the services as well, too. So I know, obviously, you're an electrical contractor, but we don't want to just throw you up there for everything in that industry, and then all of a sudden you're getting calls that are wasting your time or their time. So usually a client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes tops, but we ask for an hour window to complete it in case the call goes over or maybe a client interview before yours goes a little bit over. What's a good time where we can contact you tomorrow?
Let's see. Tomorrow... morning would work best. I don't know what the earliest you guys could do, but
yeah, we're in Orange County in Newport Beach, so we're on the same time zone. We work 7 to 4 though, so I can do like 8 to 9 tomorrow.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. What were you gonna say? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Were you gonna say
I was gonna say 8:30, but yeah, 8 is fine.
Yeah, I can ask them to call you a little closer to 8:30 though, if that's better for you.
It doesn't matter. I was just going to throw out of time, so.
Okay.
8 to 9, too.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to lock in between 8 and 9. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to send off an automated text message reminder about 1 hour before the client interview, okay? If anything pops up or changes in your schedule to where you're not able to make the client interview, just let us know at the time that you get the notification, and then I'll reach out to you and we can reschedule. Okay? But I want to try to get it done as soon as possible so that way we can get you up and running and start making some money.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I got a credit card.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, and just to confirm, I shouldn't assume, I always do this, but you spell your first name with two A's, right? A-A-R-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That was a traditional spelling in my mind, but sometimes you get these guys with like E-R-I-N and stuff. Okay, and then last name, H-A-L-M-E. Is there any middle initial on the card?
E, Paul.
Okay. Paul. Okay. And the billing address for this card is the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter?
It is not. I have a different billing address.
All right. Let me go ahead and adjust this. All right. I'm ready.
It's 106-215.
215.
East 297.
297.
Private Road Southeast. So just PRSE.
Road Southeast. That's interesting spelling. Okay. And is that also in Pasco?
No, it's Kennewick.
Okay. Okay, I got it. 99338?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 4798.
4798.
5312.
5312.
1603.
1603.
4233.
4233. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
7/26.
7/26. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
359.
359. Okay. All right. And then before I can authorize the transaction and secure that listing with your company, I do need to walk you through a brief voice verification as an added form of protection for you. As I walk you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? You can always rephrase it. All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Aaron. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
APH Electric.
Thank you. And your business is incorporated, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and do you want the INC displayed on your Google listing?
Yes, please.
Okay. No problem. That's how I had it, but just want to triple check. That's why we do this. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the company?
Aaron Halmy, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, your last name is H-A-L-M-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Some reason when you pronounce it to me, it sounds like home, like H-O-L-M-E. And I have a friend who has that last name, so that's why I was like, let me triple check that. Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours response time. You want to try to practice immediate response time, obviously. We did a study and we found that you have like about a 90% conversion on live calls. And then if it takes you longer than an hour to respond to them, then that number drops to 40% and below. Yeah. So
All right.
Just because they can go searching around for other things. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months, but I've waived the 2-month contract, so you're not actually binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 5th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our pro package bundle. I've included the Facebook ads at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and we're going to use your business's.com site rather than a custom website from our company. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the fifth day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 or $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything of that nature. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue, please contact us before your next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, Invalid account number. Uh-oh. I think we may have got a number wrong. Unfortunately, this is a VeriSign. This is a VeriSign secure database, so it doesn't actually let me see what we got wrong, so I wouldn't be able to repeat it back to you. Can we start from the top?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, because it codes it all out. It just says Visa and then it's a bunch of X's there, so I wouldn't be able to see which one we got wrong. Okay, I'm ready for you.
Gotcha. 4798.
4798.
5312.
5312.
1603.
1603.
4233.
4233. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
7/26.
7/26. Okay, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
359.
359. Okay. Let me try to reprocess this.
Okay.
Okay. When the payment clears, you're going to receive an outline of the agreement in writing via text message, and then it's also going to be sent to you via email. Looks like this one's going through, though, this time. Last one was a real quick decline. This one's kind of spinning. There we go. Okay. So it says it cleared.
Okay. Right, so as far as...
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was just taking, taking the position off the board. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Like, as far as managing this account, is do I have an account that I log in with you guys or just call and talk to me? Okay.
Yep, no, I'm going to show it to you here. So you have both, actually. So I'm going to, hold on. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Let me text this to you. And then I'll show you, too, when you sign the subscription terms, that comes through, it's going to lock in your rate at that $299 discounted pricing structure for as long as you're with us, like even if I croak. So they have that in black and white. You sign it. And once you sign it, it'll automatically navigate you to the tracking system page. However, that one's the PC format. So at the end of your client interview tomorrow, they'll send you a separate email that'll have your temporary username and password. You can change it to whatever you like. It'll have a link to the downloadable app, so you can actually download the app to your mobile device. Make it a lot easier for you. And then you can oversee all the listings that we create for you from there. You could track all the calls that you're getting. If you're missing calls, there's like a pipeline in there. You can go in there. You could request reviews. So it's really nice. It'll kind of save a pipeline of opportunities for you and differentiate what's actually business related coming from your Google listings and then your personal stuff. Right?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll help. And then there's a little YouTube video in there. It's about 7 minutes long. It shows you how to use it and navigate through all those tabs. That'll come at the end of the client interview tomorrow because it's basically blank until we complete the client interview and get your PIN verification done.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So give me 1 second here. All right. So I think you do have that welcome text. Do you see that there? It says, Aaron, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Let's see. Yep.
All right. So if you click on that link, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation. So you got everything in black and white there. Okay. And then I'm looking for this separate email that I need to send you manually. Pictures needed for Google verification. Okay, here it is. Okay, and there's going to be a separate email. Now, this email is part of, like, helping us further verify your business. So it's not actually required. The only thing required is your Google PIN verification letter that comes in the mail. But Google does say that these things will help us further verify you. And like I said, just give your potential prospects peace of mind in hiring you. Once you go through the Google verification, if you fully complete it all, you'll never have to verify the business again, really, unless you change your business name or, you know, you relocate out of the state of Washington. So that's even if you leave us, you know, even if you left us, obviously you'll rotate off the first page of the Google search results, but you'll still have your Google business profile. You'll still be Google verified, still in good standing and considered a trusted contractor by the search engine. So
now, you know what? I think I did get Google. I think I'm already verified by Google. does that matter, or do we still got to go through it again?
Yeah, so this is verification for placement. You have a regular Google business profile verification. Yeah, this is like Google's an online word of mouth chain, so we're basically asking for this because we're going to be referring you to people as like an online word of mouth. Yeah, so we're really going, okay, this is Aaron. We looked into him. He's good. Here's his review, you know.
So,
this one's a little bit more advanced. So it asks you for like pictures of like tools or equipment, work vehicle with license plate. I always get questions about that one. My guys will call me back like, do I really got to put my license plate on there? And the answer is no. You can actually put your finger over the numbers if you want, but they want to just verify like your make and model of the vehicle and then that the license plate actually is in the state of Washington.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So you can just have Washington in there. And then it says, like business license and insurance if you have it. Some states, they don't require it. If it's not required, it's not a problem. If it's required within your state, then we're definitely going to want it just to help with the verification. Copy of a business card if you have it, business registration, an invoice, and then maybe a photo of the shop. That'll help them with the turn-by-turn directions for where we're sending that pin. I don't think we're going to really have people are recommending people show up to your doorstep. Most of the time you're going to them, but if you do have a shop and we're not hiding the address, then it's a good idea to put a photo up there. That way they're not getting lost or anything like that. So that's basically that. So tonight, all the homework that you have is basically just to sign that subscription terms and then try to do as much as you can for that verification. Like I said, if you're missing some things on the advanced verification portion, it's not going to hinder us from putting you up there. Or if you don't feel comfortable with a part of it, it's totally fine. Just let us know. The only thing that would hinder us, obviously, would be not getting that PIN verification number when it comes in the mail. That's the separate form, right? So look out for those. And then be present for the client interview. Aaron, I want to stress this. As a Google partner, our whole role is to help your company be successful online. Our business and Google will not make money if you don't make money, right? You're just going to cancel it. It's a month-to-month service, especially with the way I got things set up. It's going to take a couple months before we even make anything. But, you know, if there's anything that we can do to help your business be successful, do not hesitate to ask, even if it's outside of the scope of some of the services we already provide. There's a lot of things that we do that we could add to your profile, especially if it makes your life easier. So, you know, don't hesitate to touch base with us. But that'll conclude the initial setup. I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information. Like I said, just try to sign the subscription terms, send as many photos as you can from that verification in your email, and then be ready for that client interview in the morning. I will text you an hour prior. If anything changes prior to that, just let me know, okay?
Perfect. I appreciate the help.
I am looking forward to working with you. You made a great decision today. I know you're going to love it. Like I said, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then this will be a nice change of pace for you. Save you money and make you more at the same time. So get that middleman out of there, nickel and dime. But I'll let you enjoy your evening, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.